It was, you know, it was our first game. Most players got 45 minutes, so we're pleased. You know, results are insignificant at the moment, so it's just nice to get a bit of a run out, come through it unscathed. So we're pleased about that.
And of course, you said before the game you give a chance to a few trialists, and one of them pops up with the winning goal.
Yeah, it was a good movement. It was the first time we got in behind them, actually. I actually thought Bromley played quite well. I actually thought they were probably slightly better than us in the first half. We didn't really trouble their goalkeeper, but it was a run out. You know, we had a lot of players, or we had certainly three players who have no idea how we play. So we give them an opportunity, and then we came out in the second half and probably gave another four or five people an opportunity, and I think we had seven or eight of them that were under 21 in the second half. So, you know, it bodes well.
You talk about the way you brought players through to give them a chance on the Dagenham stage there, and people have talked about the globalisation of the game in the World Cup. You gave a game today to a youngster, a Venezuelan, 21 years old, Marco Lobo, playing soccer at college last year.
Yeah, listen, until you actually have a look, you don't really know. You know, we might have the next Dwight Gall out there, which, you know, we're a club that can't go and obtain the finished article. We have to work with them, develop them, progress them, but we have to find them first. So, you know, that's why we're always giving people opportunities, because, you know, you never know where the next one's coming from.
Of course, you're back now in the full swing of pre-season training. How's it gone so far?
It's been okay. We've had a little bit of trouble because the grounds have been hard, but, you know, the weather's been incredibly hot. But hopefully this rain's going to do us good. We've got the game's now coming thick and fast. We train Monday and then we're back playing Tuesday. And then we're fortunate enough we fly out to Spain on Thursday, so that'd be nice.
And your schedule is a busy one before the season starts on August the 9th. I mean, capped with that visit by Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, we play Tottenham at Tottenham 11, and we play Colchester and MK Dons, which would give us a good test. But it's the games that we want. You know, I'm a firm believer that playing games is key, and the more games we can play, the better. You know, but you have to weigh that up with being mindful that you can't play too many games because you can't overexert them. But, you know, our players have got 45 minutes a day. I'm pleased. You know, as I say, the score is irrelevant to me. I've got no qualms regarding the score or whatnot. So, you know, we just carry on as we were.
And talking about trialists, I mean, disregarding those for a moment, you've done some good business in the summer, getting players in and signing up some players onto new contracts.
Yes, we've managed to get one or two new players in. We've got two new goalkeepers on, which gives them an opportunity. Now there's a platform for them to come in and fight for the number one spot. We've signed a right back. We've signed one or two youngsters that, you know, we need to work with. But there'll be hopefully two more signings coming in before we go to Spain. But we're still looking on the lookout for forwards and wide players. They're our main priority.
Is that going to be the main focus before the kickoff now?
It is, really. Yeah, we're going to bring two players in now, hopefully another midfield player and a defender, and that'll be done. And then we'll just need to focus purely on the forwards and wide men.
Unfair question probably, Wayne, but any names in the frame?
Yes, there is.
That's normally the answer in pre-season.
Listen, you know, I don't want to tempt fate, but we're hopefully going to bring two players in that's going to strengthen us. And then we're going to really look, you know, there's lots of players out there available. We just need to get the right ones because we need to get value for money. You know, we have to try and get it right most of the time because we're not in a financial position to get it wrong. You know, we do get it wrong sometimes, but we have to try and get it right most of the time.